91X News.
It's 7 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Carl Ayotte with 91X News. Many Loyola students didn't have to force a smile for the camera at Loyola's College Award ceremony yesterday. More than 240 students were honored with awards last night at Loyola's gym. The 306 awards that were presented totaled for $17,000. There were 6 more new awards this year. A new call center looks to open its doors in Belleville in the new year. OLS Online Support is a Canadian firm that opened in PEI in 1996. The new call center should create about 500 jobs. OLS will have upcoming job fairs November 30th in Belleville and December 1st in Quinte West. The banking industry, self-employed professionals, and business owners are pleased the federal government has tabled legislation to establish pooled registered pension plans. But labor leaders are criticizing the move, arguing that PRPPs will be far inferior to an expanded Canadian pension plan in providing retirement security for Canadians. The government says that voluntary plans will give small firms and their workers the opportunity to access a large privately administrated pension plan for the first time. A judge has reserved decision to, in a far-reaching case, whether Ottawa has the right to claw back decision disabled veterans' benefit. The veterans are suing the federal government, arguing it shouldn't reduce their disability benefit because the pension they receive is not income. Government lawyer Laurie Rasmussen says the definition of income is broad enough to include the disability pension.
We looked at a lot of definitions of the word income, and we say that the word is broad enough to include really any payment that you receive from many sources, including a Pension Act disability pension. Of course, the plaintiffs disagree.
The veterans are suing the federal government because they say their long-term disability benefits are being reduced by the amount of their disability pensions. The number of card-carrying New Democrats are rising as the party moves toward the voting for the new leader in March. In the first 3 months of the contest, membership has swelled 13% to almost 100,000, with membership more than tripling in Quebec. Everyone who signs before February 18th will be eligible to vote for the new leader on March 24th. The Toronto stock market is down more than 200 points, and the Dow is down by more than 150, as spiking bonds yields in Spain prompt to worries about Europe's debt crisis. The Toronto market is being weighted down by falling commodity prices, for the new price of gold plunging $56 an ounce. Spain has much debt for either Greece or Ireland, which would make it difficult for other countries to rescue. An upstart Quebec pro-independence party, which hopes to dislodge 43-year-old Parti Québécois, has just been scored for a symbolic coup. Jacques Parizeau, a PQ ex-premier who is living legend within the party ranks, will now hold extremely close ties with the newly created Option Nationale. His wife has just joined the party. Lisette Lapointe has been an independent in the legislature since she was among the handful of longtime members who quit the PQ five months ago. That's 91X to 203. To 303, here's Evan Cook with sports.
The red-hot Belleville Bulls head into Peterborough tonight to take on the Peets in the back end of a home-and-home series. The Bulls, who took last night's game 6-3, are now winners of 6 in a row. The puck drops at the Peterborough Memorial Centre at 7:05. It's a busy night with 11 games on tap in the NHL. Canadian teams in action include Toronto taking on Nashville, Montreal visiting the Islanders, Ottawa facing off in Edmonton, and Winnipeg hosting the Capitals. There will be no criminal charges laid against Boston Bruins captain Zdeno Chara over an on-ice incident last March. The hulking defenseman shoved Montreal Canadiens forward Max Pacioretty into a stanchion, breaking a vertebrae and ending his season. Quebec's director of criminal prosecutions says it does not believe a court would find Chara guilty of a crime. Big changes in store for Major League Baseball. Owners have unanimously approved the sale of the Houston Astros from Drayton McLean to Jim Crane. The Astros will move from the NL Central to the AL West beginning in the 2013 season. Also, Commissioner Bud Selig says owners approved 2 additional wildcard teams for the postseason, meaning 10 of the 30 teams make the playoffs. And Los Angeles Dodgers left-handed pitcher Clayton Kershaw is the National League Cy Young Award winner. Kershaw earned 207 overall points and appeared in the top 3 on every ballot cast by the Baseball Writers Association of America. That's sports. Here's Carl Ayotte with 91X weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of plus 5. Tonight, clearing increasing cloudiness late this evening with 30% chance of wet flurries. Overnight, low of 0. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 7. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 10. It's 7 degrees. I'm Carl Ayotte with Evan Cook, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.